Hello, I'm Sasha Keogh with today's news, sports and weather. Starting with national news, Luxembourg's paediatricians are urging parents to vaccinate children aged 2 to 17 against the flu this autumn and to reduce transmissions and protect vulnerable groups. The best time to get vaccinated is in autumn so that protection lasts throughout the winter when infections peak. Following a robbery in Eschweiler, police have urged the public not to offer lifts to anyone in the area around Wils. According to the police, several suspects fled the scene, prompting a large-scale search operation in the surrounding area. No further details have been released about the suspects or the outcome of the operation. The student fair takes place this Friday and Saturday at the Belval campus, with around 150 exhibitors offering pupils information about university options and career paths after secondary school. The event runs from 9 a.m. to 6 p.m. on Friday and 9 a.m. to 4 p.m. on Saturday. Admission is free. In international news, three people have already died in Jamaica as it braces for the world's strongest storm this year, and possibly the strongest on record for the island, with US meteorologists warning of catastrophic and life-threatening conditions. With wind speeds of up to 282 kilometres an hour, Hurricane Melissa is a Category 5 storm, the maximum strength. It is intensifying and expected to make landfall on the Caribbean island later this morning. US President Donald Trump has met Japan's new conservative Prime Minister Sanae Takaishi on the second leg of his Asia tour. Takaishi heralded what she hoped would mark a new golden age of the Japan-US alliance, and Trump told her she would be one of the great prime ministers. The leaders also signed an agreement on securing the supply of critical minerals. Amazon is reportedly preparing to cut around 30,000 office positions, representing nearly 10% of its corporate workforce, as the tech giant streamlines operations to fund artificial intelligence investments. The layoffs, expected to begin today, won't affect warehouse and distribution staff. Amazon shares have slightly risen on the news, with the company set to report earnings on Thursday. And finally, Clovis de Grave has been named Chef of the Year at the Gold and Millau Luxembourg Awards for 2026. The 36-year-old, who runs the Grunewald Chef's Table in Dommeldange, was recognised for his creativity and modern approach to gastronomy. Archibald de Prince of the Vieux Moulin in Echternach took Young Chef of the Year, whilst new bar La Perle Noire on Place d'Armes won Bar of the Year. For more on these stories and for the latest news and updates, head to rtltoday.lu. Starting with football, and Lionel Messi says he'd love to play for Argentina at next year's World Cup in North America, but the 38-year-old will wait to see how his body feels before making a final decision. The eight-time Ballon d'Or winner, who led Argentina to victory in 2022, told NBC last night he will assess his fitness during Inter Miami's pre-season before deciding if he can be useful to the national team. And it's 100 days before the start of the 2026 Winter Olympics, and it's too early for the weather forecast, but one thing is certain, there will be artificial snow, much to the dismay of environmental activists. Although the Milano Cortina Games will be scattered across the mountains of northern Italy, the organising committee has said it plans to make 2.4 million cubic metres of artificial snow.
The weather is brought to you by
CMCM, your health mutual for extra coverage.
After a grey start to the day with breezy conditions bringing some rain and drizzle throughout the morning, the wet weather should clear by around midday. It will stay overcast throughout the afternoon, but temperatures should reach a mild 10 degrees by lunchtime and hitting highs of 11 to 12 degrees in the afternoon.